Oakland-born Damian Lillard.
Now, what a second season for Damian Lillard.
Last year's Rookie of the Year, an All-Star this year. It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Lillard got it! And the Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years!
This is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with George Buscarini on KOAL 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. We're going to talk some college football. Tonight, the final game of the season. We have the national championship and a rematch of last year. We get Alabama and Clemson. We're going to talk about all that and more right now with our next guest. He's joined us each week to talk college football. He also has a vote for the Heisman Trophy and definitely knows his stuff. Covers the Miami Dolphins as well for the Palm Beach Post. We have Antoine Staley with us over the phone. Antoine, great to get you back on today. Thank you.
All right, good to be with you again, Jordan.
Hey, we've reached it, the final game of the college football season. It's definitely going to be a fun one. We have a chance for Dabo Swinney to get a little bit of revenge on Nick Saban, a rematch of last year's national championship. I guess the first question, midway through the season, Antoine, would you have been able to predict that these two teams would be there at the national title game? Because it just didn't seem to me like Clemson had enough to get back at one particular time of the year.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at the beginning of the year, I certainly thought this could be a possibility. You look at Clemson, and you feel like they were definitely one of the, if not, they were the favorites in the ACC, especially in the media poll. So you thought they had a chance. Yeah, they had some games where they didn't look like a national championship contender, especially the NC State game where all NC State has to do is kick a field goal, and we might not even be having this conversation about Clemson possibly right now. But, yeah, I had a feeling we might end up here again. And of course, Alabama, they just like a well-oiled machine. They just keep going and going. The players change, coaches change, but the results stay the same. So I have a feeling this could be a possibility, and it's a good one because last year was such a great classic game, 45-40. And I'm expecting another great game this year.
Yeah, you know, we can talk about last year's game as we go to Deshaun Watson, a guy who can really help his NFL draft stock with a solid performance tonight. I can't recall a quarterback having the success over the last 5 years against an Alabama defense that Deshaun Watson had last year in the national championship game. And obviously, he's going to have a performance very similar to last year tonight if Clemson has a chance in this game.
Oh, absolutely. When you look at Deshaun Watson, look at some of the quarterbacks Alabama's played in the national championship. You look at whether it be a Everett Golson, or you look at I forgot who was LSU's quarterback at the time, Colt McCoy, when he was there at Texas when Alabama faced them. So this is the best quarterback they faced. This is a guy that could be taken in the top 5 or 10 in the NFL draft. And, yeah, this is by far the best quarterback they've faced all year and even the past couple of years, because this guy is just really that good and that talented of a guy. And, yeah, he's going to cause some problems for Alabama in that defense. And what Alabama's going to have to do, and something Watson has had a propensity of doing a lot this year, is really turning over the football, has the most, one of the most interceptions in college football. So if Alabama can get some pass, get some pressure on him and force him to make mistakes, kind of like what happened at the end of the game last year where Deshaun threw a critical interception, which really sealed the deal for Alabama, he can do that, then Alabama should be in good shape. So I think that's going to be the really big key of the game, just see if Washington can take care of the football. If he can, Clemson has a really good shot at winning his game.
You mentioned Deshaun Watson and the turnovers that he has had throughout the season. That right there is a recipe for disaster against this Alabama team because they have scored 15 non-offensive touchdowns this season. I can't even wrap my head around that stat. 15 times either the defense or the special teams has scored for Alabama this season. That's unreal to think about.
Yeah, it is. That's the greatness of this team. If you make turnovers, they're going to make you pay. You look at the game against the Florida Gators in the SEC Championship. Florida just kept shooting themselves in the foot, and Alabama just kept making them pay. And it's not that Florida's not great offensively anyway, but when you give the ball to a team like Alabama that's uber-talented on the defensive end, they're going to make you pay, whether it be a pick six or they get a short field and they're going to make sure they get a touchdown out of it. So, yeah, you really have to clean up the mistakes to make sure you take care of the football. And that's the thing Deshaun Watson is going to have to do. He has not had done a good job this year of taking care of the football. And you have to against Alabama. If you don't, you may want to, even if you make one turnover, that can kill you. But if you make multiple turnovers like you did last week against Ohio State early on in the game, that could be the difference between a win or a loss tonight.
definitely. Our guest right now is Antoine Staley of the Palm Beach Post. He's joining us to talk college football tonight, the national championship, a rematch of last year. We get Alabama going toe-to-toe with Clemson. Start time for this one, 6 p.m. locally. Let's talk about Alabama here for just a moment. Antoine, you were on the show last week. We talked a little bit about the dismissal of Lane Kiffin. I'm going to call it a dismissal of Lane Kiffin and Steve Sarkisian taking over the play calling as the offensive coordinator in tonight's contest. Jalen Hurts did not look good against Washington. In fact, he was very bad. And if it wasn't for the Alabama defense, they would have been in some serious trouble. Last week, offensively, Scarborough went for 180 yards, but they were so one-dimensional because Hurts just could not find a rhythm. I think this Clemson defense is a little bit better than what Washington had last week against Alabama. So that even adds another wrinkle to tonight's game.
Yeah, you talk about a Clemson defense, that defensive line that's top five in sacks, top five in tackles for loss. So they're much better equipped to slow down the running game in both Scarborough than Washington was. Washington's athletic talent was really linebackers and definitely in the secondary. They didn't really have the front four that could slow down a running back like a Scarborough. But you look at what Clemson brings to the table, especially considering the people that they lost last year. They ended up losing to Shaq Lawson, who went in the first round. You lost to Kevin Dodd, who also went in the second round of the NFL draft. So you lost really critical people on that defensive line, and they just keep retooling no matter who they lost. They lost Vic Beasley, who led the NFL in sacks this year a couple of years ago. So they have talent on top of talent on their defensive line, and this is definitely going to be a challenge for the offensive line. They're one of the best in the country, but they have not, even playing in the SEC, they have not faced a defensive line like this, even including the Florida Gators.
As far as Jalen Hurts goes, new offensive coordinator, you and I talked about this last week. We don't really need to rehash it. I'm a little bit concerned about the fact that this guy has a new offensive coordinator as a freshman. I know he probably shouldn't be a freshman at this stage in the game, considering that he's basically started since week one. But the fact remains, Antoine, he is a freshman. And at some point in time, I expect him to look like a freshman in this game.
Yeah. You're talking about a guy, you're replacing Lane Kiffin, who... That was one of the big reasons why Jalen Hurts out of Texas came to Alabama. I mean, he had other offers to go to other places, but he came there mostly because he believed in Lane Kiffin and believed in how he ran an offense. And now you take that away from him and you replace him with Steve Sarkisian, which I don't know the relationship with him. I assume they have, they talked and things like that. But as we know, it's not as strong as what it was with Lane Kiffin, because that was a big part of why he came to Alabama. So I'm going to be interested to see how the play calling looks early on in the game, how Sarkisian looks, how he uses Hurts. I mean, it's the same. They're going to be doing the same things anyway. It's just a matter of, play choices and play calls early on in the game. So I don't expect much to change, but if Alabama gets down early, then I want to see how Sarkisian handles that, because he has not been a lot of bullets in a while in a football game. So how is he going to handle adversity when he really hasn't had to call the play in over 2 years? So I'm curious to see how he can possibly handle adversity if that were to happen tonight.
Before I let you go, I want to talk about the NFL draft prospects in tonight's game, and we'll start with the Alabama defense. Three guys that I believe will go in the top 15. Jonathan Allen, you're going to see him up front for Alabama tonight defensively. Another one is going to be Marlon Humphrey, plays defensive back. He's probably going to be a top 10 pick in the draft, and then you have Reuben Foster. We're talking about three guys defensively. We haven't even talked about the offensive line, but three guys defensively for Alabama that I believe will go in the top 15. Did I miss anybody defensively that you would say circle tonight and pay attention to?
You hit it right there on the head. You hit all my top three players from Alabama. And we're not even talking about the offensive end, where they could possibly have another three picks. We could be talking about Alabama having six players drafted in the NFL draft. They could possibly break Miami, the University of Miami's record for top picks in the first round. So, yeah, I think those are really the big three to keep an eye on as far as the Alabama side, the Clemson side. Obviously, you want to talk about offensively. Deshaun Watson, everybody knows him, but pay attention to Mike Williams. I think he's one of the best receivers in the country. He did not play in the game last year. It's going to make a big difference with him, having him on the field, because Mike Williams could definitely be one of the top one or two rush five receivers taking an NFL draft. So keep an eye on him as well.
Yeah, and offensively for Alabama, you'd have to mention O.J. Howard and obviously Cam Robinson. Yeah. Those are two guys that are going to probably go close. Cam Robinson's going to be a top 10 pick, I think, in this draft as well. I think Howard probably early second round.
Yeah, no doubt. And you look at O.J. Howard, I think you got to always have a team like the New England Patriots, who, I mean, they have Martellus Bennett right now, but they always like the – they look at tight ends a lot. So I wouldn't be surprised, especially considering what happens with Martellus Bennett. You might see it at O.J. Howard, if he slides that far, possibly go the Patriots, take him at number 32, if assuming the Patriots win the Super Bowl, or number 131 in the NFL draft. But, yeah, he definitely can't rob – yeah, he's a no-doubter. He'll definitely be taken in the top 10 to 15 picks. I have no question. I have no doubt about that.
Antoine, before I let you go, how does this game play out tonight, and who are you picking to win?
I think it's going to be another close game. It's hard to go against Alabama. I just think that Deshaun Watson has had a really intensity of turning the ball over, and I think sort of what happened last year, you're going to see a critical turnover late in the game, and I think Alabama's going to – unfortunately, I would like to see somebody, you know, Clemson win the game, but – I have to go with Alabama. I think they're just too strong. This is probably the best defense Nick Saban has had. And I think at the end of the night, they're going to be raising up another trophy up in that case. And Nate Saban's going to win the sixth national championship, the Ty Bear Bryant, for the most in college football history.
It's definitely difficult to pick against Alabama. I mean, it's kind of foolish to pick against them. Yet at the same time, on the opposite sideline, I mean, we can talk about Nick Saban, but Dabo Swinney has already inserted himself into that top, you know, top three, top four college football coaches in the country right now. What he's done with this program is absolutely incredible. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, and just looking back where he started from, he was a wide receivers coach, actually, and he took over for Tommy Bowden. He was the interim coach when Tommy Bowden got fired midway into the 2008 season, and they gave him the job, and it's been rolling ever since. His job, he said in his introductory press conference when he got the job, was he was going to make Clemson a relevant program and win another national championship, and he's on the cusp of possibly doing that. So he has done everything he said he's going to do. Clemson's back to being relevant and one of the better programs, not just in the ACC, but in the country. So it's in a short amount of time, and just pretty much being an unknown position coach, he's gone from that to being, like as you said, a top five coach in the league. And it's pretty impressive considering he was just a young guy at the time, about 10 years ago. He's still in his 30s, taking over a big-time program, and he's turned into a national power once again.
Antoine Staley of the Palm Beach Post. Before I let you go, let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
You can find me at palmbeachpost.com. Also find my work at Athlon Sports, and find me on Twitter at Antoine Staley. That's probably the best way to find me.
Antoine, it's always so much fun to talk with you as far as college football goes. We'll have to get you on later on in the week or maybe early next week and recap the entire season because it's been a fun one.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely look forward to it. I'll, now that the Dolphins lost yesterday, I'll have plenty of time for that.
Yeah. Antoine, thank you so much. Enjoy the game tonight.
Just take care, Jordan.
All right, we're going to break for just a moment. We have more Drive Time Sports coming up here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.